A Day as Someone Else, Chapter 7. Emma's skirt did a way better job of hiding her training panties than it did at concealing her diapers. She had become used to the crinkling sound accompanying her wherever she went, and her classmates had as well. They all knew her predicament, of course, as word traveled fast in this small reform school. Emma hadn't been the first young woman to ever end up diapered, either. It was not a very common punishment, but it had been seen in the past as an answer for childish behavior at the academy. For instance, she had heard a story about a student a few years back who was caught smoking in the bathroom. To deter her from repeating this offense, she was prohibited access during the day for a whole month. The next time she raised her hand to ask for permission to relieve herself, the teacher opened a drawer and handed her a bulky diaper in front of everyone. The poor thing had refused to put it on and ended up wetting herself in the middle of the classroom. After that, diapers were mandatory, and just like Emma, she was assigned a prefect to change her every morning before class. Nonetheless, Emma was glad that no one knew that she was actually enrolled at school while wearing a pull-up in the first place. Everyone simply assumed she was a bedwetter, and as it turns out, she was becoming one again. They also did not know that she had in fact been using her diapers on a daily basis thanks to her assigned bathroom monitor, Amanda, and the sedatives she was ordered to take every day. When she was given a pair of training panties instead of a diaper that morning, Emma had a feeling it wasn't going to end well for her. She walked across the halls all the way to the cafeteria for breakfast. Students walking by stared at her.
Look, it's Diaper Girl!
One of them shouted before bursting up in laughter with his loser friends. Emma couldn't resist. She struck her tongue out at them and proudly lifted up her skirt to flash her brand new training panties in a childish attempt to save face and show them she wasn't diapered anymore, or at least in the daytime. She was met with an explosive reaction
Whoa.
And cheers from the group of young men.
Whoa, no diapers! Check out the big girl over here!
She couldn't help but smile, feeling terribly silly to have done such a thing. What did she have to prove to those scummy reform school students, really? Once she got to the dining hall, she waited in line behind her fellow latecomer students. She passed her newly made student card in front of the scanner for the staff to give her the cocktail of pills she had been prescribed, crushed, and carefully mixed inside the pancakes she was handed. The clever bastards knew how to make their prisoners behave. She sat alone at one of the remaining tables and attempted to eat up her whole breakfast before the dreaded visit of Amanda. Counting on the fact that she was a bit late due to her argument with Courtney over the trainers that morning. Unfortunately, that assumption was short-lived as a pair of hands covered her eyes from behind.
Guess who?
Emma knew damn well who it was. The young woman didn't even wait for an answer before sitting next to Emma. Her brown hair was done in a ponytail, her lips were red, and her skirt was a few inches too short, according to the school rules. She was chewing on gum, looking at Emma dead in the eyes, as if she expected to learn all her secrets from staring at her.
So there you are. I waited for you this morning. What happened?
Emma didn't know what to say, so she kept eating in silence, trying to avoid her monitor's inquisitive gaze.
Cat got your tongue, baby girl? Don't tell me. Did you mess yourself last night? Made a big poopy in your diaper and Courtney fainted while changing you?
No, I didn't mess myself last night.
Emma defended herself. She did not want any rumors floating around that she was also messing at night. For some reason, her already low reputation at that school had gained some importance to her after spending a few days in there. Amanda kept talking like she hadn't heard her.
I'm so glad that's not my responsibility. I only get to take your butt to the restroom every once in a while. I would literally die if I had to open up one of your disgusting diapers. Now hurry up. Don't make me late for class, or Crumb might actually put me on changing duty.
She got up and waited for Emma to finish her last bites in haste. It was better for her not to offend Amanda in her predicament. The last time she had talked back, her skirt ended up tucked in the waistband of her diaper on the way to class. If she behaved, there might be a way for her to go unnoticed in her training pants for the whole day. On a good day, when she was not in the mood for torment, her monitor actually did her job of escorting her to the bathroom and letting her do her business. As the girls were heading to class, she would have a chance to see what kind of day it was.
You need to go potty?
Emma shook her head. She really didn't have to go, and that might have been enough for them to continue on.
You don't? Did you already go in there?
She pointed at the 21-year-old's crotch.
Maybe we should give you a quick check.
Fine, I'll go.
Emma quickly pushed the bathroom door open and walked in. Inside, she paced around, wondering how long she could keep this up. She lifted her plaid uniform skirt to take a peek at the childish training panties. Even in white and blue, there was no way they could pass as a diaper. They looked regular, like little girl underwear, but thick enough not to mistake their absorbent purpose. After a moment, she got out again, praying internally that she wouldn't be found out.
Okay, now let's check you to make sure you weren't lying about having an accident.
What?
Is there a problem? Lift up that skirt and show me your diaper. I want to make sure it's dry.
Emma froze. If she showed her what she was actually wearing, it would be the end of her. Amanda would torment her relentlessly for lying to her and for not wearing a diaper.
I did lie. I had an accident.
The words came out of her mouth before she could realize it. Her thoughts were running faster than her speech.
Really?
Amanda looked surprised. She didn't expect it at all. Seemed like she had more confidence in Emma's potty training than she would admit.
Okay, well, I still want to see.
Okay, yes, I will show you. It's just, I'm sorry, I'm very embarrassed. It's a number two accident.
What?
Amanda stepped back and immediately her tone switched.
Are you fucking serious?
She lifted up her shirt to cover her nose, fearing to smell anything.
Why didn't you say so? I don't want to see that. That's disgusting.
Emma smiled. Her plan was working.
Are you sure you don't want to check me? Then you can tell everyone what a messy little girl I am. Everyone will know you had your hands in it.
Shut up. You're going to make me puke. Damn it. Go to the nurse and change. I won't tell anyone. I wouldn't be caught dead with my hand in your dirty diaper.
But what about class? I'll be late.
I'll cover you. Just go already. I don't want to smell it.
Victory at last. It was easier than she'd expected. Amanda was so disgusted by the idea of a messy diaper, it never even crossed her mind that anyone would lie and admit to having done that without it being true. Now Emma could go to the nurse and ask to be changed in a diaper. Then she'd carry on the rest of the day as if nothing had happened. That is, until she could call her friend Diane on the phone. Hopefully, there would be no more surprises, if such a thing was possible.